Welcome to Portland Music Insider. You're listening to a live interview with longtime Portland, Oregon's country favorite band, Pure Country, on 90.7 FM, KBOO, Portland. Today is Sunday, February 15th, 2026. My name is Robert Davis. And for the audience today, we want to welcome you to our interview show as Portland Insider Music, or PIM, as we like to say. I'm a 25-year sound and lighting engineer. I own my own sound company, and now as a radio personality, I'm doing live sound interviews for the radio station at 90.7 KBOO Portland, a nonprofit community-supported radio station. I also introduce myself as a longtime friend of Michael LeClaire, who is sitting with us today on one of the microphones. On the other microphones are Kelly Jones-Helm and Ron Stevens of the band Pure Country. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Michael LeClaire. Say
good
hello,
morning.
Michael. Michael LeClaire is my co-host and compadre for Portland Insider Music and will be with me at every live interview. Michael's ongoing friendship with many Portland musicians, his knowledge of Portland music scene, as a former music promoter, sound engineer, and drummer for over 40 years, is extensive. Currently, we're sitting in the Ponderosa Lounge and Grill, North Portland, and have just finished listening to a few sets of Pure Country performance that we have recorded live and will play throughout this interview. For our listeners, Kelly is the vocalist and so much more. So Kelly, please introduce your fellow band member and tell us what part they play in Pure Country. I'll get it out yet.
Absolutely. I'm here today with my bandmate Ron Stevens. In this particular band, he plays guitar and sings. He's also a musician that plays a number of different instruments. The ones that I'm familiar with are steel guitar and lead guitar, electric guitar, and he's a fine vocalist, songwriter, and producer himself.
Fabulous. Yeah, wow. So, Kelly, take another moment and tell us about yourself as a member of Pure Country and your musician chops, experiences, and musical influences.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
So, Pure Country is kind of like my dream band that fell in my lap a few years back. The band has been around for quite some time. The leader of the band is Larry Bem. And he's been with this band back when they were called Ruby Falls. And they were here, they've been here, gosh, probably 10, 12 years. And then Ruby Falls kind of reformed a bit. Bill White joined the band for quite some time. And about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, Bill left the band and they offered me the lead singing position. And so I've been here a little over 3 years and absolutely love it.
Oh, I bet.
Very lucky.
Yes, very.
As far as playing music, I've played music. My mom was a country singer when she was young.
Oh, wow.
In a band. And so it's always been around my home.
Oh, good.
And I've been playing in nightclubs and stuff since I was 16 years old.
Oh, only 16.
I'm only 18 now.
Absolutely.
We all know that's not true.
Yeah.
It feels like it sometimes, but I've been playing music for quite some time. I played all over the Rogue Valley and then moved up to Portland in 1990 to pursue music to a greater degree because I was from Southern Oregon where there weren't a lot of opportunities. So I came up here, and in the early 90s, through the 90s, I played a number of different clubs up here. You know, I played here, Ponderosa, I played the drum, I played the Safari Club.
I remember the Safari Club?
Oh, yeah.
I was sad to see it close.
Oh, we packed that place. Oh. We had so much fun.
Oh, I probably saw you guys there.
You probably did.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Played for a number of years, and then in 2001... I thought I was taking a short break to have my son, and it ended up being about a 20-year break. And so when I came back to looking for musical opportunities to pursue, I started coming out here to the Ponderosa on Sundays, and they would get me in, get me up to sit in with the band. And then, like I said, Bill White left, and I ended up getting the opportunity to join the band. So I did that. You know, on my own, I play guitar some.
Wow.
It's my goal to, you know, bring it back to the stage again at some point, but I just haven't got that brave yet.
Well, good.
But yeah.
Yeah, wow, what a career. Yeah. And you, Mr. Ron, so tell our listeners about yourself as a member of Pure Country and your chops, musical experiences and influences, too.
Well, I was born at an early age. Does that count?
Absolutely.
I was raised by musicians to be a musician, and I really never had a choice in the matter.
Oh, wow.
Outstanding.
So there you go. That's how I got here.
So, and you're...
When I was like three or four, they'd get little Ronnie up to sing, and then they got me a guitar when I was seven, and I'd get up and play and sing. And then when I was a teenager, I had my own band and so forth and so on. And I started playing full-time when I was 16.
Yeah.
Playing at the Flame.
Oh, the Flame.
The Flame burned down.
Yeah. So many of them do, you know?
Yeah. But so there's never been a time when I wasn't playing.
Yeah, yeah. So who are your musical influences? Or you must have bunches of them.
Well, there's the three B's. The Beatles, Buck Owens, and James Brown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's all you need.
You named all the ones that I like.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's fabulous. So we're going to play one of your songs recorded live by PIM at the Ponderosa Bar and Grill this Sunday, February 15th, 2026. Let's listen.
We appreciate it very much. We're Pure Country and friends, and we're here on Sunday afternoons. Hey, good to see you. From 3 to 6 p.m., having a grand old time. I've seen some people that I haven't seen for a while. Seeing some new people. Seeing some old people, no offense. But it's just good to see all you people. Thanks for coming, we're very grateful. We're gonna kick it off with some Reba McEntire, is that okay? Anybody know how to do the 10 step?
What?
Robbie, do you know how to 10 step? Times five.
I always thought there were 12 steps.
So bear with me. I don't know about this one. This might not be the smartest thing I've ever done. Help me out with the last note, okay? You guys know this song. If you know the song, sing the last note for me, okay? Deal? That one. That's on you. I'm going to point and you're going to go. I'm in love.
Country has been playing classic country music around the Portland area for more than 2 decades, maybe? Is that about right?
I'm not 100% sure, honestly. I know it's been a long time.
So how did the band originally come together, and what inspired the name Pure Country?
Oh, well, gosh, I can't answer that. I'm still the new guy.
The new guy.
After 3 years. Yeah. Kelly's just a little newer than that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they started and formed or how they got here. I'm just glad they did. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. We're just here to learn.
So, Ron, I'm going to jump back to before the song. What are some of the bands you played in? And you're, I know you.
Yeah, I know.
You're a producer. What have some of the people you've produced?
Gosh, you know, just the other day I went through a pile of 45s that I found in a box, and there's a bunch of my work in there that I'd kind of forgotten about. The Burnside Bombers.
Oh.
Coconut Girl. And there's, of course, there's a whole lot of Johnny Koontz stuff. We made his first record in my basement.
That was the Distractions?
Yeah. Johnny, it's the very first Johnny the Distractions record. And I worked, of course, with John for many years as guitar player, sound man, recording engineer, truck driver, road manager. John and I worked. We usually roomed together, so it was a good thing when we traveled.
We called it Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Pretty much, but I didn't mind. It was.
Were you at the first Johnny and the Distractions gig at Saks?
I was.
Because I did lights for that show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I
borrowed an Explorer, a Gibson Explorer, and I went back in the kitchen and put my head in the sink and slicked my hair back, and I came out in a torn T-shirt. And we were as punk as we knew how to be.
Oh, but wow. What were you? But it was, wasn't it Hank Rascal and the Wasted Rangers?
The same band.
Went on. It was at Saks Fifth Avenue, and the crowd was going nuts, loving it. You guys went in and slicked back your hair and changed your clothes, came out as Johnny and the Distractions.
That's right.
And the crowd went, "What the hell is that?"
Right. It went wild.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Wow. Yeah, I was at the first, and I think besides John, I'm the only one who can say I was at the very last Distractions.
Were you?
Yeah. I missed a lot in between.
So, we're going to play another one of your songs recorded live. Let's listen.
Here's a little song by request. We like to play those requests for you. This is for you. Little Don Williams tune. It's that time.
I was headed to Arizona.
Your sound stays true to classic country traditions. Why is it important for Pure Country to preserve that traditional country feel?
I feel like our audience, a lot of our following, really depends on us bringing old country music out. The demographic is a bit older, usually, but we've actually started doing some...
Yeah, they look like me.
Or me, yeah.
Yeah, and they've come for years. I mean, they've followed this band for years. So there's a certain expectation that we're going to play a lot of old classic country tunes, and we're mixing in some newer stuff that is the newer country that's coming out, which is nice. It's the new country that's coming out.
Yes.
Please don't misunderstand.
I like that definition, that the new country, not the rock and roll that they're trying to pass off as
our
country.
Job description is classic country dance music.
Yes, absolutely.
Classic doesn't have to be old.
No, it doesn't.
It can be a new song and still be written
absolutely.
In the classic. We figure if you don't have to rehearse it, we'll play it.
Yeah. And
perfect.
You know, Michael's.
If it's your cheating heart, you don't need to get together and run through. It just goes how it goes, and everybody knows that.
So Michael said he'd stuck his head in here a couple of times over the last few years, and while you were playing with these seniors here, the place was packed.
Yes, we do draw a crowd.
And that's simply amazing.
Well, they're
in
dancers.
This day and age,
they're,
you know?
Apparently there are only a few places you can go to organize dancing. It's not just get onto the dance floor and flop around.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
you do it at a stunning distraction. There are steps and dances and routines, and they come out to dance.
So my other question is, you're well known for regular live performances at Portland venues. What does playing constantly for local audiences, like the seniors, means to the band?
Oh, my gosh. What a gift. I mean, we are so blessed to be here every Sunday. I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's a great venue. They are very good to us. The sound system is amazing. We have a sound man. We have beautiful lights. The stage is incredible. And the people that come, it's turned into more of a community. It's like
kind of
family. It's family. And we're not only, you know, looking forward to seeing the people that come all the time, but we seem to have this thing where people are talking about it. There seems to be some younger people starting to come because I've started taking some of the people from the Ponderosa outside of here to other dances where there's younger people, and now they're coming back and supporting this.
Fabulous.
So it's a gift, sure.
Wow, wonderful.
So where else can you hear Pure Country?
you can hear us at the Fairview Village Golf Course dance on March 10th.
About right.
We only play a limited number of other engagements outside of here.
Basically, this is the...
Yes. Once a week. We're pretty spoiled here, having the sound all dialed in, everything. You just come in and you put on a show and you give it your all. And then you come back the following week and do the same thing.
Yeah, that's got to be a lot of less headaches than moving from venue to venue.
It's the next best thing to having a crew. You don't have anything that has to move.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just looking at the stage. You've got a real stage.
Two handfuls.
Right.
Not saying that all of us don't play other things outside of this. I know that Ray and Ron and Bob just played a thing last Monday night. I think that's more of kind of a throw-together, one-off thing that they chose to do. I do a duo with another gentleman. We go out and play a lot of the retirement communities. So, you know, we're doing other things. But as a band, it's hard to... I mean, we have a sound here and a presence here.
And a following.
And a following here.
Yep.
We do take it, like I said, to this one other place that's... booked by a gal that comes here, and we do their dances every once in a while, but pretty much we are here because we're magical here, we feel like. So it's pretty fun.
So we're gonna play another one of your songs recorded live. Listen in.
Song by George Strait. We like George. The one called Everly.
I'll be
So many fans associate Pure Country with dance-friendly, authentic country music. How do you keep crowds engaged night after night?
Well, today is a perfect example. It's the day after Valentine's Day, and so we've promoted the heck out of today as a late Valentine Day, and we've asked everybody to wear red.
Right.
And anybody that's here today that's not wearing red will stand out, because there will be a lot of people in here wearing red. We just play up different weekends. You know, we celebrate people's birthdays. We just always try to make it like a big event. And I'm notorious for being a front person that sends a lot of energy out and tells people, you know, you got to come back. We're having so much fun. And they seem to listen. They seem to enjoy it and come back.
Well, that's wonderful.
So how have the audiences changed over the years here? Did it start out slowly and then build, or was it just right away?
Well, when I came on, it was already going on.
Yeah.
It was a happening scene, yeah. I wasn't part of the building up or, you know, making it happen. But, you know, Kelly's the one who really is the entertainer. You know, Ray and I will sit on our stools because we're old men with bad backs. And the drummer sits down and the steel player sits down, so she's the only one on her feet. So she's the one that interacts with the crowd, connects with the crowd, really, and that's why they keep coming back, because of the connection between the band and the crowd. How many hundreds of gigs have I played where there's no connection
Absolutely.
Between the band and the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
You're at work, they're out for a drink.
I've been to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like that here. Everybody's on the same team.
Exactly.
You'll notice that before we even start, there'll be a few couples on the dance floor ready to go.
Warming up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we weren't here last week, so I feel like the energy today is going to be pretty big because of the Super Bowl.
I love it.
I think the energy today is going to be really big. There is just truly a connection with the following. I mean, they do. They come every week. And like I said, we're bringing new people in, too, which is really nice. We are so family-oriented that even this afternoon, I got two different texts from people that normally come to apologize that they're not coming because they're sick.
Oh, no. Wow.
I mean, it's not like we take roll call or anything, but they're feeling bad that they can't make it. So, I mean.
So let me put you on the spot. Do you know these people personally?
I do.
Okay.
Table 39. Louis right. and
Dennis. They even have their own table.
They do, right up here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're out today not feeling well.
Wow.
So, I mean, we've got a connection. You know, it's a personal connection with people. We know people by name. They feel like family.
Wow, that's wonderful. You guys rock. So we're going to play one of your songs recorded live by PIM at the Ponderosa Bar and Grill this Sunday, February 15th, 2026. Let's listen.
It's a brand new one.
It's actually awesome.
By somebody you probably never heard. Anybody heard of Braxton Keith? Oh. That's you. Okay, I'm sure you've heard of him.
Okay.
Love this stuff. Anyway, this is a brand new one of his that we're working up. I'll do my best. Come on out and dance. Like a night to bend the rules. Oh, you look like
WBOO Portland since 1968 at 90.7 FM, 104.3 FM Corvallis, 91.9 FM Hood River, and streaming online at kbo.fm/listen-now. Welcome back. You're listening to Portland Insider Music, live interview with Kelly Jones Helm, Ron Stevens of the band Pure Country.
So, playing at the Ponderosa here, this is pretty upscale from the old honky-tonks where country used to be played.
Yeah, they don't have to put the 4x4 rail across the front of the stage here.
Do you miss the old days, or do you like this?
Oh, this is just great.
I'm just looking at the stage.
Nice big stage.
I go to gigs sometimes, and this my drums will fit there. Where's the band going to be?
That's right.
But that's a real stage.
We have a drum riser that's as big as most stages.
I know.
Yeah.
This is definitely a prominent room to play. We're very fortunate to have the opportunity, and I know this room, even since I've played it, when I came to town in the early 90s and started playing here, the stage was located in an entirely different place. The dance floor was an entirely different place. And I think it's changed at least one time pretty majorly. And then they put this up. And the stage here now is built to be something that when big name artists or up and coming artists are coming through town, they make stops here regularly. There's a lot of up and coming names.
It's a word you don't hear much lately. It's a professional stage.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, looking back, what Pure Country performances stands out most and especially memorable for the band?
Oh, wow.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, we play here, so it can't be like one particular gig was better than the rest, because we're always here. And I think our lowest common denominator is pretty high. So we don't usually have great nights, because most nights are pretty good anyway.
Oh, I see.
You know?
Yeah.
And we work into new songs. That's always a little sketchy, you know, but you get through them. This isn't Vegas. You know, we've train wrecked a tune here and there. Had to stop and start over. But what the heck? It's all family. Here we go.
Kelly, that hasn't happened to you, has it?
I'm the one that says, hey, let's start over.
Try it again.
Stop, yeah. Stop.
Well, because, you know, this isn't a band that gets together and rehearses during the week. It's only on Sundays. And if the song's difficult, we might make a chart to read. But usually with classic formatted stuff, you can just play it.
Yeah. So we're going to play another one of your songs recorded live. Let's listen in.
We're going to take you back a little bit. Opera style. When the last breath of life is gone from my body and my lips, all is cold as the sea. When my friends gather round for my farewell party, I'm
So, what advice would you give to younger musicians who want to play classic country music and build long-term local followings like you folks?
Wow, that's tough. I don't know what advice I would give anybody trying to pursue music in Portland.
It's difficult.
Get a law degree.
Yeah, well, you betcha.
Yeah, and be more useful.
Become a plumber.
Yeah, it's a struggle. I know there's a lot of younger musicians actually in the area that do play classic country. A lot of that group of people, some of them are coming today, because I am trying to mix the two a little bit. And I see younger musicians on, I don't know if I want to say the other side of town. It's not really the other side of town. But there is a movement with a lot of dancers, young dancers, and young bands. And they are playing. There's another big club in town called the Showdown Saloon that's got a two-step Tuesday. They've got regular local bands coming in there on Tuesdays playing all two-step music. They have dance lessons early in the evening.
Wow.
And that's kind of cool. On the other hand, there's another club in town that just has been around quite some time, the Landmark Saloon, that had a good little run, and they just closed their doors. So, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to make it. You've got to be working your fanny off.
Your fanny off.
Fanny, yes.
You got to really want to play is
yes.
the thing. If you're more concerned with being a business success than you are with being a music success, well, good luck. That's all I can say.
So what keeps you motivated to keep on in pure country, and what do you want to send home with your audience?
Well, like I said before, I mean, this gig for me is kind of my dream band, and I feel like I kind of manifested it before it actually happened, because I started coming in and sitting in really regularly. I mean, for like, what, a year and a
yeah.
half?
Yeah.
I was coming almost every Sunday and hopping up and just doing a few songs. And, you know, I knew I wanted to get back into playing and stuff, but I didn't want to do the thing where I was the band leader and I had to hire all the guys, and I had to book the band, and I had to do all the promo.
Yeah, Michael resembles that.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
And I wasn't necessarily ready for that, but I really was itching to sing.
We should make note of the friends aspect, pure country and friends.
Absolutely.
Because that's how Kelly got her foot in the door,
was
coming out and being one of the friends to sit in and sing. So, and every Sunday there are people, and some are professional players that get up. Some are the furthest thing from it, but they get up and sing, and
so would you,
we back them up.
Would you mind mentioning some of these friends by name and what it is they play or sing or whatever?
Kelly? Sure.
We have Shane Todd has been coming in, not for a couple of months, but he used to come in pretty regular. I can't remember the name of Shane's band. I should know. Anyway.
The Slim Jims.
Thank you very much.
We've had Heidi and Elise from the band Western Edition, which is a local country group that's pretty prominent. They do some great things.
Who was the gal that played the fiddle?
Elise.
Oh, that's Elise.
Mm-hmm. We've had Barbara Cecil come in and sit in. She was with Johnny Limbo and the Lugnuts for quite a while.
Yeah, we're getting ready to do an interview with Johnny Limbo.
Yeah, they're just phasing out, but I know she'll continue to do great things. She's been around for years. She's came in and got up to sing. Tom Mann came in and got up and sang with us a few weeks ago.
John Bunsell came in once.
John Bunsell came in last year on my birthday, and it's about to be my birthday next week. So we're going to invite a bunch of people next week to come sit in. We've had people from Little Queenie come in and sit in with us.
Yeah, Michael knows about Little Queenie.
I'm That's like, right. Yeah.
He plays in that band. Yeah.
Tim Helm has come in and sat in with us.
Yeah, Tim Helm plays in
plays
Little
around
Queenie.
The area.
Yeah, yeah. So have you ever had regional or semi-national stars like Joni Harms or something show up and ask to share the stage a little
What's
bit?
That fellow's name? Steve somebody.
Steve Leslie.
Is that his name? He big tall fellow. He came sat in a couple times, and then he actually hired me to go play a gig with him.
Ah, perfect.
But he had something going in Nashville. I don't know.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. So,
we haven't had any names you'd recognize come in and sit in with.
But they're welcome. But if you're listening,
welcome.
Come on down on a Sunday.
If you're here on a Saturday night and you're hanging and you're staying over, come on down.
Our steel player and band leader, Larry Bem, has actually played with Joni Harms a number of times.
I see.
Yeah.
So, we're going to play another one of your songs, recorded live by PIM at the Ponderosa Bar and Grill this Sunday. February 15th, 2026. Let's listen.
Here's a hot little number for you. Party. We're Pure Country and Friends, and we're glad to be here on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 6. And we're glad you're here with us. Thank you for coming out. Let us know what you want to hear and stick around. We're here till 6 p.m.
Kelly, why don't you tell us the rest of the band members who aren't with us at the microphones today so that they get the props?
Sure, I would love to. Very happy to play with them all. As I mentioned, Larry Bem, he's been around the area for a number of years, and he plays steel guitar, he plays mandolin, he plays banjo, he plays fiddle, and he sings amazing. We got Bob Rule that plays drums with us. He's been around the area for a number of years and played in tons of bands.
I like the name, Bob.
Yeah, Bob Rule, he's been in the area most of his life, so there's not anybody that he doesn't know. And then our bass player is Ray the Miracle Man.
Ray the Miracle Man. Oh, my God, what a handle.
Ray Man. Yep.
Ray Man.
I call him the Miracle because he survived a pretty huge medical setback there. But he's been around quite some time, plays all over the area with a number of different bands. He sits in with JT and the Mudbugs, and he'll play any gig you'll hire him for. So if you're looking for a bass player, he's your guy.
Oh, but hired gun is...
Ray and I will be at the Senior Center in Longview this Thursday.
There you
if
go.
You're looking for some place
well,
to
good
hang.
Deal. You know, and that's another thing about bands. So many bands do play at senior centers to support the elderly people, like a few of us are, might happen to be me, but, you know, I think that's a fantastic way to off your professional life into something that is meaningful as well.
It's very rewarding
it
to
is.
Play those places.
Absolutely.
The exchange, when they're enjoying it and you're enjoying it, it's amazing. So, yeah, I really enjoy getting out and doing those.
Well, I hate to say this, but we're at the end of our interview time with you. It's been our honor and privilege to interview you both tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to do it.
A privilege, for sure. Thank you for having us.
And Mr. Michael, what do you say, buddy?
It's always a joy to see old friends.
Well, I was going to say, come to the Ponderosa on Sunday and catch Pure Country.
That's Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, Sunday afternoon.
3 to 6.
And catch their show. You won't be disappointed. Well, that's it for us at Portland Insider Music. We will see you at the next episode, so keep an eye out for all upcoming band and music interviews. You're listening to Community Supported KBOO Portland since 1968 at 90.7 FM, 104.3 FM Corvallis, 91.9 FM Hood River, and streaming online at kboo.fm/listen-now. As a listener-supported nonprofit, it's our members who keep us on the air with your ongoing donations. So please continue to support us by going to kboo.com/donate or text KBOO to 44321 to donate now.